Shalom, God of Israel, I am that I am. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have given us eternal life through your beloved Son, Yeshua, the Messiah of Israel, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Prince of Peace, the Lord of Sabbath, the Alpha and Omega, the Captain of the hosts of the armies of heaven, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Passover Lamb of God, who takes away our sins, who takes away Israel's sins, who takes away America's sins, who takes away Africa's sins, who takes away the sins of the world, who heals all disease, and who destroys, yes, the devil. And so we thank you, Yeshua, that you are the great intercessor, and you are praying for each one of us. You're praying for our families. Mm-hmm. You're praying for our children to arise in the power of the Holy Spirit, because time is now. Holy Spirit, I ask you to put your words in my mouth. The message for today is King of Glory, mighty in battle, arise in you and me, Psalm 24. Again, King of Glory, mighty in battle, arise in you and me, Psalm 24. Saints, it is time to declare war on the enemy. Know that the battle is not of flesh, but Yeshua has given us victory through the finished work of the cross. And when Yeshua said, "It is finished," that means our enemies are finished. That means sin is finished. That means coronavirus is finished. That means cancer is finished. It means disease is finished. It means rebellion is finished. It means corruption and greed is finished, because we rule and reign. Yeshua has given us power and authority. We know this, so we have to really understand, what does it mean to be a saint? A saint is a warrior in the spirit. A saint is dedicated in the relationship with Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. As saints, we must spend the time in the Word of God and commit 100% of our lives, 100% of our hearts, 100% of every area, as we offer ourselves as a living sacrifice, which is our acceptable and reasonable service. So right now, we are living at a time, Yeshua warned us. He said, they will say good is evil and evil is good. We see this taking place in the schools. We see this taking place in the media. We see this taking place in our government. We see this with the forced vaccinating. We see this with the lockdown. We see this with the corruption and the greed. But I have good news. Yes, the good news is that the King of Glory, mighty in battle, arise in you and me. And so we know that we have victory in Yeshua. We have victory in the Holy Spirit. We have victory in the Father, the God of Israel, the I am that I am. So let us turn right now to Psalm 24 together. And we are going to read this as a prayer. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that the earth is yours, Elohim, God of Israel, and the fullness thereof, and the entire world, and all who dwell within it. For you, God of Israel, Yeshua, Holy Spirit, who are one, you have founded upon the seas and established it upon the floods, that we, the saints, may ascend into the hill of the Lord, that we may stand in your holy place, that we, the saints, would have clean hands and a pure heart, that we would not lift up our soul unto vanity, nor swear deceitfully, and we, O God of Israel, We receive the blessings from Adonai, our Lord, and righteousness from the God of our salvation, Yeshua. Remember, Yeshua means salvation. We are the generation of all who seek the face of Yeshua. O Jacob, seek the face of Yeshua. O Israel, seek the face of Yeshua. Body of Messiah, seek the face of Yeshua. Lift up our heads, O saints. Yes, open the gates of our hearts and lift them up, the doors of our heart, and let the King of Glory arise in you and me. Who is this King of Glory? Yes, the Lord, strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. We lift up our heads unto the Lord. We lift up the gates of our hearts, and we say, King of Glory, come in. We invite you, King of Glory, to rule and reign in us and through us. King of Glory, mighty in battle, arise in you and me. And who is this King of Glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of Glory. So, saints, we now come to this place of 2022. And we know that the time is now where we have to take our rightful place, seated with Yeshua in heavenly places. And as we come also to read Psalm 27, because this also is a very, very powerful psalm. The Lord is our light and our salvation. Again, Yeshua, whom shall we fear? The Lord is our strength of our life. Whom shall we be afraid? Remember, we break that strong man of fear, because the Lord has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. And when the wicked, even our enemies and foes, came upon us, yes, they stumble and fall. Though a host shall encamp against us, our heart shall not fear. The war should rise against us. In this we will be confident. One thing that we are asking you, O Lord, that we desire, that we may seek after, that we may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of our lives, to behold the beauty of Yeshua and to inquire in his holy temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide us in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide us. He shall set us up upon a rock, for Yeshua is our rock. And now shall our head be lifted up above our enemies round about us. Therefore will we offer in his tabernacle the sacrifice of praise, the sacrifice of thanksgiving. Hallelujah. We will sing hallelujah unto the Lord. Shema Elohim. Hear, O Lord, when we cry with our voices. Have chesed, mercy upon us. Have mercy upon America. Have mercy upon Israel. Have mercy upon Africa. Have mercy upon the nations. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. And have mercy upon the ecclesia, church. Arise to be a house of prayer for all people and all nations, in the power, in the fire of the Holy Spirit. If Yeshua asked the Father, the God of Israel, to bring the Holy Spirit with him on his walk to the cross to defeat the devil, how much more do we need the Holy Spirit to defeat our enemies? Yes. Verse 8. When we say, seek, yes, your face, our hearts said unto us, your face, Lord, we will seek. Hide not your face far from us. Put not your servants away in anger. You have been our help. Leave us not, neither forsake us, O God, Yeshua. When our fathers and mothers would forsake us, then Adonai will take us up. Teach us your ways, O Lord, and lead us in a path because of our enemies. Deliver us not over unto the will of our enemies, Lord. Deliver not America from the enemies within and outside. For false witnesses, yes, have come in every area of influence. But we say, Lord, have them repent or replace them with honorable men and women that will honor you. Yes, O Lord. Again, deliver us over not unto the will of our enemies. For false witnesses have risen up against us, such as breathe out cruelty. We break that forced vaccinating. Wake up the Supreme Court to vote for righteousness and to honor the Constitution. We would have fainted unless we believe to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Yes, saints, we must wait on the Lord. We must be of good courage, and the Lord, Yeshua, will strengthen our heart as we wait. We say unto you, O Lord, hallelujah. O Father, we thank you that the battle belongs to the Lord, and you have given us victory. So as we now declare and decree 2 Chronicles 7:14, we are your people calling upon the name of Elohim, Adonai, Jehovah, Yahweh, Yeshua Jesus. As we humble ourselves and pray, as we seek the face of Yeshua, yes, Lord, create in us, each one of us, yes, a pure heart and renew a right spirit within us that we may see the face of Yeshua. According to Psalm 51, Psalm 19 says, cleanse us from willful sin and hidden faults. May the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, that we may see the face of Yeshua. And as we repent of all sins, as we repent of the innocent bloodshed of 65 million babies that were murdered, we declare and decree an end to the murder of our babies, an end to abortion, an end to the selling of baby parts. As we repent for the sin of innocent bloodshed that brought a curse from our First Nations and the innocent bloodshed, there we repent. And we plead the blood of Yeshua over the First Nations people to bring healing, salvation, and deliverance from the youngest to the oldest. As we repent for innocent bloodshed against our black brothers and sisters, we ask you to heal our brothers and sisters, break off the orphan spirit, bind up the spirit of Cain of murder. Let there be no more murder anywhere. Oh, Father, and as we repent for the sin of idleness and pride within the ecclesia, because we have not been reaching the lost, we have not been praying. It says, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, saints, it's not just the call of the evangelists. We must bring people and receive healing, salvation, and deliverance, inviting them to receive Yeshua as Lord and Savior, repenting of their sins. They are forgiven as they forgive every person who hurt them and as they forgive themselves. We must be the ambassadors of love that the Lord is seeking. And so as we repent for throwing you out with the bathwater in our schools and our government meetings, we need prayer in the Bible back into our schools, back into our government meetings, back into our military, yes, into every area of influence. Oh, Father, we ask you that God of Israel, that you will hear from heaven. We have so many sins in America, so many sins in Israel, so many sins around the world, but we are crying in tshuva and repentance. Release a spirit of repentance like you did in Nineveh, from the west coast to the east coast, a spirit of repentance in Israel, a spirit of repentance among the nations, and a spirit of repentance in the church for locking out the Holy Spirit. Again, if Yeshua needed the Holy Spirit, how much more do we need the Holy Spirit to defeat the enemy? So as you hear from heaven, even in this prayer, and forgive our sins, Lord, we ask you to heal America, the land, and the people. We ask you to heal Israel, the land, and the people. We ask you to heal Africa, the land, and the people. We ask you to heal Australia, New Zealand, and remove these lockdowns, Lord. Put an end to the forced vaccinating. Put an end to the forced face masks. Put an end to Corona and Omicron and any other pandemic. Cut its head off in the name of Yeshua. Again, heal America, the land and the people. Heal Israel, the land and the people. Heal Africa, the land and the people. Yes, heal the nations, the land and the people. Holy Spirit, expose all lies and reveal all truth. Oh, Lord, wake up your body. We are praying now, Father, that there will be that repentance and prayer and revival. We pray for those left behind in Afghanistan, Lord. We ask you to protect them, Father. Again, the message for today is King of Glory, mighty in battle, arise in you and me. Psalm 24 and Psalm 27. And so now, Lord, we sound a trumpet in Zion as I blow the shofar. Let the walls of the enemy come down. 7 hallelujahs. Hallelujah! 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 Let the walls of abortion come down. Let the walls of critical race theory come down. Let the walls of corruption and greed come down. Let the walls of sexual trafficking come down. Let the walls of pornography come down. Let the walls of corruption come down. Let the walls of greed come down. Let the walls of corona come down. Let the walls of forced vaccinating come down. Let the walls of the enemy come down like in the days of Jericho. Hallelujah. Not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit of the living God. My beloved children, I am Yeshua. I am your Messiah. I am your healer. I am your redeemer. And yes, I am the great intercessor. And I am praying for my children around the world to repent and receive healing, salvation, and deliverance. If I needed the Holy Spirit, as Stephen has said, which I did, and asked the Father to bring the Holy Spirit with me, how much more do churches need the Holy Spirit? How much more do pastors need the Holy Spirit? How much more do all of my children need the Holy Spirit? Remember, I said unto you, I will send to you, I go to my Father, but I will send to you the Comforter, the Advocate, the Spirit of Truth, who shall teach you all things. The Holy Spirit is the great teacher. And when you allow him to teach you the mysteries of the word from Genesis to Revelation, even the mysteries I could not teach my disciples because their hearts were not fully open. Open your heart completely, 100% to me, Yeshua, 100% to my Father, the God of Israel, 100% to my Holy Spirit. And then you will see the anointing that breaks every yoke will be released to you, and you indeed will have victory because the King of Glory will arise in our saints, mighty in battle, and defeat your enemies. Time is now. There must be more prayer, more repentance, especially in America, because this rebellion that has been raging must come to an end. My Father has said enough. I have said enough. My Spirit has said enough. But we are waiting for our children to arise in our power, to declare war on the enemy, to bind up all of the wicked plans of that devil. His time is short. He's trying to create fear. He's trying to create anxiety, and he's trying to create division. But we have not given you the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. And you are one with me. You are one with my Father, and you're one with my Spirit. The body is one. Do not allow it to be divided. So come together in unity, in love, and you will see in 2022 breakthrough and blessings in every area of your lives. Thank you, Yeshua, for that message. And I ask you now to release healing to our veterans, healing to our seniors, healing to our children. We break off suicide. We break off drug addiction. We break off alcohol addiction. We break off sex addiction. We break off every form of rejection, condemnation, and guilt. Send your word and let them all be healed. And let the sound of the flute touch you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord shine his glorious face upon you all and fill you with everlasting, eternal shalom.